It's the Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Closing out tonight's second set was a band out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. That was Arrogance with Black Death, originally released on their first single from 1970. Got that off a year 2000 reissue of their self-titled album from 1973. They tacked on the first two songs that they put out in 1970 at the end of that CD, and a couple of great heavy tracks from Arrogance before they went in more of a country rock direction, starting with that self-titled 1973 album. And before Arrogance, we heard from King Biscuit Entertainers out of the Pacific Northwest. That was Roland Freeman, taken off a 1969 US 7-inch on the Review label. They were out of Washington State, and some of the members of the King Biscuit Entertainers spent time in such Pacific Northwest stalwarts as the Wailers and Don and the Good Times. And prior to King Biscuit Entertainers, we heard some more CanCon out of Toronto, Canada. That was It's All Meat with Feel It, originally released in 1969 on their first single. Got that of a 2024 reissue of that single, put up by the Milkow Records label out of Holland. And prior to It's All Meat, we heard from Yesterday's Children with Paranoia, originally released in 1970 on their lone self-titled LP. Got that from a brand spanking new reissue put out by the Ancient Greece Records label just last week. This summer will be known as the Summer of Ancient Greece Records. We're already knee-deep in releases, and it's only mid-June, and they have more coming. They put out that Hellhound 7-inch about a month or so ago. Just dropped the Yesterday's Children LP last week. This past Friday, they put out another 7-inch by a band called Clown, and they have another release scheduled for August 1st, and who knows what else is planned by that fine label. So we are looking forward to that and enjoying every second of this Ancient Greece summer. Prior to Yesterday's Children, we heard from Hammer out of San Francisco, California, with Hangover Horns, taken off their lone self-titled LP from 1970. They put out one LP and one 7-inch that year. And starting off that second set of music from Freeport, Illinois, was Tour with One of the Bad Guys, originally released in 1980 on a US 7-inch on the Radex Recording Studios label. They were one and done. That song was also featured on the first installment of the Brown Acid compilation series. And that's just about it for Hard Stuff this week. As always, thank you so much for joining me here tonight and every week. Always truly appreciate it. I got one more for you before we call it a night here on the show. But before we get to that, I want to give you your weekly reminder that Super Tuesday continues on here on Rock and Soul Radio at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash. He takes you to the 9 o'clock hour where we have the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin, closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11. For tonight's final song, we're going all the way to France. We're going to hear one from the Alan Jack Civilization. This is Shame on You. Once again, this has been the Hard Stuff program. I've been Frank and Queen. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for another installment of the program. Until then, have a great rest of the week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you soon. Yeah.
make up some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. And right now it's time to take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams.
Kick out the jams.
Kick out the jams, motherfucker.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
You're always around.
stand and make your band. Everyone has got a band, band, band. I'm a making my band. Stand and make your band. Yes, everyone has got a band, band, band. I'm a living my band.
Clad in black, don't look back, and I love you. You're dirty and sweet, oh yeah.
One, two,
well, you're slim and you're weak. You've got the teeth of the Hydra upon you. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. Get it on. You got a hub and a star halo. You're just like a car, oh yeah. But you're on the pain, you let the truth with the clothes full of eagles. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl.
All right.
Come on, Doug Flutie. Bring it on.
cheering is dying down now, and I think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I am your host, Joey D. Hope everyone is doing well out there. Thanks so much for tuning into that first set of banging rock and roll. You just heard Howard Stern and the Losers and their live cover of the T-Rex classic Bang a Gong, (Get It On), taken from their Battle of the Bands competition done on Howard's show in 2001 against NFL quarterback Doug Flutie. The Losers featured Stuttering John and Fred Norris on guitar, Jackie the Joke Man on bass guitar, and a fresh-faced young intern on the drums. That would be me, replacing their original drummer, Scott the Engineer. It was quite an epic moment for myself, as I was a huge fan of the show and got my 15 minutes of fame there, rocking out with the Losers. I'll post a link to the YouTube video in the Accu playlist. Go check it out. Very good stuff. Before Howard Stern and the Losers, we heard Jimmy Cliff and the track Bang, taken from his 2012 album Rebirth, produced by Rancid's Tim Armstrong. That album won the Grammy for Best Reggae Album back in 2012. Before that, we heard the Yeahs and the track Bang, taken from their self-released EP, which came out back in 2001. That was the first track on their first EP. The Yeahs will be doing three local shows here in New York City at Beacon Theater coming up next month, July 28th, 29th, and 30th. If anyone is planning on going to any of those shows, let me know in the chat. I would definitely like to check that out. I've seen them many times over the years. Karen O always brings it. Before the Yeahs, we heard Ramones' Susie is a Headbanger, taken from their second LP, Leave Home. Before that, we heard Todd Rundgren and his hit single from 1983, Bang on the Drum All Day, taken from the album The Ever-Popular Tortured Artist Effect. Before that, we heard The Creation from 1966 doing Biff, Bang, Pow. And that was a B-side to their single Painter Man, October 1966. And we started off that set with Stone Temple Pilots, their single Big Bang Baby, taken from the record Tiny Music Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop, 1996, a song that got a lot of MTV play back then, an album that almost didn't exist as Scott Weiland was dealing with substance abuse issues back then, and basically throughout the rest of his life. The three other members of Stone Temple Pilots at that time formed a side project called Talk Show, who eventually released an album in 97. I've played a couple tracks from that album on the show previously. They did that while Scott was in and out of rehab, but they were able to get him to work on this record, Tiny Music, in October 95 with producer Brendan O'Brien. And arguably their best album. I know they're not for everyone. Pitchfork famously gave this album a 0.8 out of 10 with an extremely snarky review. But I always thought it was a great album, a great single. Kicking off set number two, we're going to honor the one and only Sir Paul McCartney, who turns 83 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Paul. Let's hear something from his four-piece outfit, the Beatles.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop.
See Don Crane rising. I know so many people who think they can do it alone. They isolate their heads and stay in their safety zone. Now what can you tell them? And what can you say that won't make them defensive?
Yeah. Are there any inspirations, like other bands that you would listen to for harmonies besides the Everly Brothers?
Beach Boys, I think, was a big influence on the harmony. There was a little intercontinental rivalry, mainly Brian. His writing, I think he'd heard one of our albums and thought, I've got to do better, you know. And that was Pet Sounds, which I loved. Oh, it was like still one of my big albums, you know. So atmospheric and different.
Yes.
And yet it was the Beach Boys still, you know.
Yeah.
And we heard Pet Sounds and thought, right, we've got to do something better than that.
Yeah.
So we did Sgt. Pepper.
Shit.
is dying down now, and I think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I am Joey D. Let's discuss what you heard in that second set of rock and roll. We'll start at the top of this set. We heard the Beatles, Helter Skelter, of course, from the White Album. Happy birthday once again. Paul McCartney, who turns 83 tomorrow. I was recently sharing some of my Paul McCartney stories to our very own Joe Belock from the Three Chord Monty program. The other night over at Ghost Talk Brewery, I used to work for a video production company that did some work for Sir Paul. And he did visit our office down in Tribeca a few times. It was pretty surreal. We had a very small little studio office, and he did visit. I have to, one night, the first time he came by, because there was no doorman or anything at this building, he came after hours, and I was sent down to hold the front door open for him and his handler. Took the elevator up with him, and he was great. He was always very sweet to everybody, very kind, and I'll never forget those encounters with Paul. Pretty amazing. But 83 tomorrow, still going strong. After the Beatles, we heard new stuff from the Headcoats Sect featuring Billy Childish. We heard the track Got Sect If You Want It, taken from their brand new 7-inch of the same name out on Damage Goods Records this Friday. It drops. After the Headcoats Sect, we heard The Saints 73-78, which is the new incarnation of the Australian punk legends The Saints. We heard the track No Time, taken from the EP Live Nights in Venice Volume 1. This new formation of The Saints features original members Ed Cooper and Ivor Hay, backed by Peter Oxley from Sunny Boys, Mick Harvey from Birthday Party and the Bad Seeds, and Mark Arm from Mudhoney. They released that live EP recently on Bandcamp, and they'll be doing a U.S. tour this fall starting in November in Los Angeles, and they'll be making their way out here to Brooklyn at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on November 14th. We then heard a slew of Beach Boys covers. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. Speaking of the aforementioned Joe Belock, if you missed his show yesterday on the Mothership, he did an excellent tribute to Brian Wilson. Go check it out on the WFMU.org archives. First cover you heard was Sonic Youth doing I Know There's an Answer, taken from 1990's Goo. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing Fun, Fun, Fun from 1986's Good Music album. Yo La Tengo doing Little Honda from 1997. Me First in the Gimme Gimmes covering Sloop John B. And Mr. David Lee Roth and his hit single from 1985 covering California Girls from his debut EP, Crazy from the Heat. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before passing the reins over to Chris Crash for Strong Style coming up in a matter of moments. And make sure to keep those digital tuners locked. After Strong Style, you got Mike Sin and Matt Clark for What's Happening. Make sure to tune in for as many of the Rock and Soul shows as you can during the week. There's so many excellent programs every night, and of course on the Mothership as well. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Until next Tuesday, adios.
All of Basel with a swastika tattoo. There is a vacancy waiting in the English voodoo. Carver beef for Vandal on the filter bar's head. When it's had enough for that, maybe you'll take him to bed too. He's alive, or he wishes he was dead. Turn up the TV, the wireless man will suspect. Even your mother won't detect it, so your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than zero. Sister are doing it again. They got the finest home movies that you have ever seen. They got a thousand variations every service with a smile. They're gonna take a little break and they'll be back after a while. Well, I hear the South America is coming in the style. Turn up the TV, the wireless man will suspect. Even your mother won't be. Smoking, a man lay on the floor. Mr. Oswald said he had an understanding with the law. He said he heard about a couple living in the USA. He said they traded in their baby for a Chevrolet. Let's talk about the future now. We put that past away.
The right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
I've been looking for you for 5 years, man. Why the hell didn't you come to me for help?
I didn't need your help.
You're sick, you know that, don't you? What the fuck do you call 125 murders in 5 years, huh?
Work in progress.
Thank you. days, they seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you had lost your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good.